Welcome to Fundamentally Human, a podcast about mental health topics unpacked in an easy-to-understand way. My name is Shervin, and I'm your host. Let's get started. Everyone, it's been some time since I released my last episode. I actually had an episode prepared. I wrote the outline. I had all the content ready, and I just wasn't feeling it when it got to recording because, well, actually, this is what led me to do this episode instead. I want to talk about what you can do when you don't want to do anything, when you're going through that low of you just want to sit at home, you want to be in bed or just be on your computer the whole day, you don't want to do anything, how to move through those situations. And this is going to be a slightly different episode. I actually usually have some kind of notes prepared or research, but today I'm just going to talk. It's going to feel like a, I don't know, verbal vomit or whatever that phrase is, and help you walk through how I walk through my own steps. So I know that everyone's at a different place with their mental health, with mindfulness and resilience. And for me, it's taken a long time of trying things out of what works and what doesn't, how I talk to myself to get to where I am today. And everyone has a different journey. But essentially, earlier this month, I just wasn't feeling great. Physically, I was feeling tired. I had started going back to the gym regularly. I have a few weddings to go do this summer, so I got a bit anxious about, you know, wanting to look good, wanting to trim down my weight a bit, just from the past year of not being so on top of my exercise as I was pre-COVID. So I wasn't feeling that great physically, and I was starting to feel fatigued, had my time of the month, and I just felt like all energy was getting sucked out of me. So I decided to take a week off from the gym, and I think if this was a few years ago, I probably would have guilt-tripped myself, told myself that I'm lazy, that I'm being fat, that I'm just not working hard. You know, if I want to achieve certain goals or meet my intentions, then I need to be able to just do it. But over the past few years, I've really adopted the idea of intention setting and being mindful. I know this might sound a bit corny or cheesy, but you know, I told myself I really just don't have the energy to want to do anything, and that's okay. If it means taking off 1 week to let my body heal and to recuperate, then that's okay. I mean, later on in June or July, I'm not going to beat myself up for taking a week off in May. I think it's one of those things where it seems a lot worse when you're in that situation and you tend to dive into it during that moment. But I like to think, well, in a month from now, how much will this matter? And usually, more often than not, I realize it actually isn't too big of a deal. And the week after, I was able to go on a nice hike with some friends from out of town. I tried to walk a bit more instead, but there were days I just didn't walk at all and I just sat at home, and I needed it. I just needed to, after work and therapy, do nothing and just sit there. I guess the only time I felt a little bad was when the weather was nice and the sun was out, the sky was blue, and I was just sitting there. So I'm still working on that part. I think not so much of it is guilt now, but more of it is just wanting to take advantage of the nice weather. I found that as I have gotten older, especially during the pandemic, I've started to appreciate just standing outside and closing my eyes, which is something I would have never done before 2020. So yeah, being able to do things because I enjoy it has been really nice. And most importantly, not feeling guilt or shame because I needed to deviate from my original intentions or plans. And actually, I'm very excited to share that yesterday at the gym, I hit my PR, my personal record for my deadlift. I lifted two plates, which is 225 pounds. And it was my first time going back to the gym in almost 2 weeks. And it felt like I could do more. Whereas at the end of April, lifting at about 220 pounds seemed so hard to do at that time. And it just kicked in yesterday that, wow, even though I took a 2 week break from the gym, and last week I did more YouTube videos and hiking and running instead, 2 weeks without lifting weights to give my body that much needed time to recover and relax was all I really needed. And to me, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I was going to the gym, what, 3-4 times a week since December, because I wanted to gain a lot of the strength I had lost at the beginning of COVID. And I think I was starting to get a little bit burnt out because I wasn't getting that much stronger, that faster, regaining my strength. And I was lifting at about 215, 220 in March 2020, but I had stopped going to the gym for a year because it was closed. So, you know, that's a lot of numbers. So all I'm trying to say here is the power of rest and recovery is amazing. And I think that when at this day and age, we're seeing people do XYZ, excelling in this field, doing that, and just really shooting hard, we tend to forget about the importance of recovery and rest. I think I've been better about it when it comes to social situations, and maybe it's just my introverted side speaking, but you know, socially, I recognize if I've had a few days of seeing people or the previous weekend was packed, then I try to make sure I have a more relaxing and less jam-packed weekend the following weekend. But I actually didn't do this with my exercise, and I think it contributed to putting me in a funk and where I just didn't want to do anything. So being able to rest and recover is still a bit of a foreign concept to me, because growing up, that wasn't really a thing. And I've seen my parents literally just work 6-7 days a week, and it's from morning to night. And to me, I felt that that's what I had to do. Don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful for my parents and the work that they've done to help me get to where I am today. I feel very privileged for that. But what I can learn from them is the importance of having a balance and being able to listen to ourselves. If I need to take a break, I'm going to take a break and not feel guilty for it. But I think what is also important, and I've said this a few times, that phrase, but is how you decide to utilize that time still. I mean, so that 1 week in the beginning of May that I just didn't do anything, I remember opening the door and just stepping outside for some fresh air, because that was all I could do that one day instead of walking or running or doing anything. And I just sat and played games and watched shows. And it was really healing. Although I did feel guilty at first, but then I realized that I needed this, and I was literally so fatigued that I just didn't want to do anything at all. And I also told myself that, okay, if I was feeling really energized, I didn't have my period, and I was not burnt out and motivated, I would probably be able to go to the gym or go for a run or a walk. But that is not how I'm feeling today. Today, I'm feeling fatigued. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go sweat it out. My body's telling me that I've been killing myself by going hard at the gym. And if I go and do exercise, I'm probably going to injure myself. So when I reframed it in that way, which is something I do with my clients a lot in therapy sessions, it really helped, actually. And I kind of say this like, wow, this is what I tell people, and I get to try it. And I do try from time to time, but often, but usually when I'm well, it works really well when I reframe. But when you're unwell and you're not in that mood to do anything, it's a lot harder to practice these kind of concepts. So being able to sit down and tell myself, okay, hold on, I am actually not in the capacity to do this. It was a great way for me to practice that mental health muscle of reframing when I'm not in a mood to practice all of my mental health strategies. So yeah, I was really proud of myself for that. And I think back to the younger version of me where I probably wouldn't do any of that. I would probably guilt trip myself, feel really bad about it, and then feel even more gross. And just none of that was really healthier. And it was quite toxic for myself. And then the other thing I noticed was just looking forward to the next week. You know, I missed out on a week and that's okay. What am I going to do next week? What's exciting? What's something I could look forward to? And this book that I've been reading about how to change talks about if you're feeling really unmotivated or there's a task that you need to do that you know you should do but you don't really want to do. You could do something called temptation bundling. So what it means is it's putting together your fun activities with activities that aren't so fun. And the example she uses is she listens to books. For her, it was Harry Potter, and only whenever she was on the treadmill. So it motivated her to use the treadmill more because that meant she could listen to her book and then also not waste time listening to her book when she needed to work or study instead. And I really like that because it's almost like killing two birds with one stone in a sense. So, you know, if you're walking and you're into audiobooks or podcasts, which I like doing, I find it really hard to sit down and physically read a book or to sit down and listen to a podcast and not doing anything else. But I also can't be writing emails or doing research and listening to a podcast. Things are that require a lot of cognitive ability at the same time. So what I've been doing is walking and listening to audiobooks or podcasts instead. And I feel really great after because on one hand, I got fresh air, I got my walk in, but I also got some reading done. Even though I'm not reading a book per se, I'm still listening to it. I'm still learning something. And I think that with exercise, it could look like playing sports or having a gym buddy. And it doesn't mean going to the gym every single time with the same person because scheduling is hard nowadays. Maybe it's once a week or bi-weekly or something like that to just make these tasks more enjoyable. And sometimes I like to call up friends while I'm walking and it makes it less painful when I'm in a really not so great mood. And yeah, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about that today because it doesn't matter that I'm a therapist. It doesn't matter that I have self-care and self-compassion strategies and tools in my toolkit. We're all susceptible to having moments where we just don't want to do anything, where we just feel fat, we feel ugly, we feel so bad and just hitting that rock bottom stage. But I think that self-talk piece is really what changed for me when I think back to these moments when I was younger versus now. The way we talk to ourselves, the way we manage the guilt, the way we reframe the guilt even. So I feel like I'm now starting to repeat myself, which is what I don't want to end up doing. But there it is. Some things of what to do when you don't want to do anything. And I'll summarize it here. Reframing the situation, recognizing when you are able and when you aren't as able. If you're tired, what can you do as a tired person? It's going to be different from what you can do when you're energized and you have really good sleep. And the last thing to do is just listen to yourself. It's okay to miss a day. It's okay to miss a week. Sometimes it might be longer, sometimes it's less, but it's okay to also be flexible in how you decide to do certain things. If you were going to run today and you just weren't feeling it, It might be a walk or even a jog instead, or maybe a stretch at home, or maybe today you need to take a nap and you can try again tomorrow or next week. One last thing that I would like to emphasize, I always get the two mixed up, which is not good as a therapist, but you guys get what I mean. What I want to focus on for my very last message is also not letting it get too far. I knew that if I stopped exercising for, I don't know, 1 or 2 months, it was going to get so much harder to get back into later on. And that's where that flexibility piece comes in. You don't have to do 5 km run today. If you can't, it could be a jog. Change it up. Be flexible with it. You got this. I'll come back later on in a couple of weeks with another episode. I have some things lined up, but thank you everyone for all of your support so far. To support my podcast and help reach others, please follow and share with anyone who is looking to learn a bit more about mental health. For any listeners who are visual learners or would like some more resources, I invite you to read my blog post on Shervin.ca and to follow my Twitter at HelloShervin and my Instagram at TherapyWithShervin for updates. Thanks everyone. Take care.